This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
You're the reason I got into crypto. Oh, my first ever chat with you, you read my mind, was what it is, Cardano. Boy, I am glad I listened to you. You'll be more glad. And again, not a financial advisor. You got to do your own homework. But I think you all will be much more glad about crypto by the end of this year and then 2024 and 2025. Oh, my God. If you have strong hands and you hold, you know what I'm saying? I mean, listen, if you listen to me about MENA protocol, which was like in the 40 cent range or 38 cents or 42 or whatever, and it's almost at 80 right now. You know, if you listen to me and I was telling you about Aletheia, okay, nobody tells you about Aletheia artificial intelligence token, but I told you about it. It was under a penny. It got up to 4 cents. So if you put $500, you have 2,000, and sell it right now if you want, and you got 2,000. You put 1,000, you got 4,000. You get what I'm saying? You four times your money. I think it's under 4 cents now. I think it's in the 3 cent range. You get it in crypto.com, but again, it's already pumped. So now's not the time to get it. It's down 6% right now, I think. Let me see. Down 7.7%, down to 3.2 cents. Okay? All right? So it's just over 3 cents. And it got to 4. And this was a month ago at 8.9. Okay? Not even a penny. At 8.9 on January 3rd, this was at 0.0089. So if you listen to me when I was talking about Aletheia, there's got to be one of you out there that bought Aletheia when I told you, and you looked at whatever you invested in, you're like, holy crap, dude, I've already double tripled. You can take out your profits. You can take out your investment now in Aletheia and leave the rest, and you're in profits. And you're only playing with house money. That's how you play this game, dude. You know, but again, you gotta do your homework. You know, so I don't know if any of you ended up getting into Aletheia when I told you, but if you did, you love me right now. You love me. Okay. Again, not a financial advisor. It's just what I'm doing. That's all. But it is what it is. Juice F5 says, how much can I invest in crypto if I have other expenses like a mortgage? Nothing. Juice F5, you can only invest what you're willing to lose. You never invest your mortgage money, your rent money, your food, car, what do you need for your kids, whatever, you know, you never, ever invest that. Ever. Okay? You pay your bills. Now, if you have extra money, like I said, like I told you guys in the show, you go to the movies 3 times a month. Okay, well then only go once, or go twice and leave. And what you saved in, from that one movie, yeah, that's what you invest. You know, you like sneakers and you buy sneakers all the time. Well, refrain from buying a couple pair of sneakers and invest in something. You know, that's discretionary income is what you use it for. You do not use the money you need to survive every day. That would not be smart. Lofi says, crypto collapse. We were at 3 trillion. Now we know 2 of the 3 was institutional money to create the collapse. Yeah, and you know what they did, Lofi? And then they have created more FUD, and then they play with leverage. And so they freak out the average person, retail, the hard worker that sees, oh my God, I bought Bitcoin at 35 and it's now at 16. Let me sell before it goes to zero. And instead of buying more at 16, so you lower the 30 down, and that way when it goes up, you now will start making money a lot faster, right? Because that's how you do it. But then you have people get scared, and then people lost money and lost their asses because they didn't do their homework, as you know. And that's what happens. When you know what you're doing and you have conviction, you don't allow the FUD. you keep investing. Like that guy complained about Polkadot. You know what I was doing while he was complaining? I was still buying Polkadot. Not anymore, because now it's way up and I'm over already. I'm in the profit area with it, but it's not, you know, this is not a thing for soft hands. You got to have conviction when you do this crap. Let's see. Like 100 or anything, I'll watch Saturday's show. Look, Juice F5, I made it nice and easy for all of you. Okay. I don't want you to get too complicated if you're a rookie. Okay. I'm not a financial advisor. Okay. But if I was starting out in crypto, this is what I would do. Whatever the pie is, $10, $50, $100, $500, $5,000, $50,000, $500,000. I don't give a shit what it is. Whatever you can afford to throw away. Okay. 40% of it in Bitcoin, 30% of it in Ethereum, and then 10, 10, and 10 in three different coins. I'll give you Cosmos, Polygon, and Polkadot. Okay. You can get Cardano also. You can get Avalanche. Use three of those and 10% in each. And then anytime you have money, you have extra money, break again the pie into the same thing and put it in again. And that's it. And keep DCAing, dollar cost average. Okay. And right now it's still not a bad time. Polkadot still has not gone and exploded where it needs to go. Cosmos has not exploded where it needs to go. Polygon has gone up a little bit. It's over a dollar now, but it's going to climb a lot more, and it's deflationary. Avalanche has gone up, but it still is going to go places, like big time. So there, you know, some of these that I'm telling you, they've climbed a little bit, and I wish you would have listened to me earlier. When I tell you guys buy the dip, those of us that kept buying the dip all the way down, we're now like loving what's going on, because the bull run hasn't completely started yet. Hasn't even really started moving. But those of us that bought the dip, we're already starting to see profits. So when the bull run starts, oh my God. And when institutional money comes in and then the average person, retail, gets in, we'll get back to what Lofi was talking about. We'll go over three. We'll hit 4 trillion. And this next bull run, we'll hit 4 to 5 trillion, I think, is what we're going to end up doing. Because there's a lot of things that are just, from the last bull run, Cardano's way ahead from where they were. So is Polygon, and so is Avalanche, and so is Cosmos, and all these companies have grown since then. That's the other thing. But during the bear market, you had to study the companies that were building during a bear market, not losing. And that's if companies are getting stronger during a bear market, oh my God, what do you think is going to happen when the bull run starts? You know? So, you know, when Amazon teams up with Avalanche, game over. You know, all these companies are going to these crypto companies because they've got to put their businesses on blockchains. That's it. Amazon's getting into NFTs. So now those of us that are Amazon customers, you're going to have ways of earning NFTs and all that kind of stuff. It's crazy. People don't understand what's coming, but they will eventually. They will.